Fam.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right and you can't find any answers and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord.
I don't mind waiting.
I don't mind
waiting.
I'm gonna wait on. Because I know you're coming after a while. So I don't even mind. No.
On the Lord.
I wait on you, Lord.
I don't mind.
I don't mind. I'll wait on you. I'll wait right here. Stop.
to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Minister Charlene.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, singles, and happy February 2018 to all of you. Truly want to give God the praise for this precious opportunity to come to you with an encouraging message tonight. And I just want to say happy Thursday to each of you. Before going into tonight's subject and focus, I'd like to first give glory and honor to God for this ministry and blessed opportunity to have met the founder, Mr. Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, owner of the Now Network Ministry and Organization. Thank you for this precious opportunity. God bless you, man of God, for your obedience to God and hitting the ground running and stretching your wings and trusting in God to stretch you to reaching many souls for his kingdom. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to get out of my comfort zone, to wake up, get up, and move in the purpose God has awakened me to in building up, encouraging, and edifying the body of Christ in this open door, as well as putting my will aside to stay on task, to focus my focus on pleasing God. Amen, amen. I want to give this short prayer of thanks and readiness. Father, thank you, O God, hallelujah, for those who have tuned in tonight, Lord God. I pray for each and every one of us as singles, Lord, that you will begin to move by your spirit and go to the hard places in our hearts and in the troubled places in our minds and heal us where our affections and our emotions have been tattered and torn. My God, because of experiences or because of bad information, Lord God, because of bad counsel, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking that at this time, Lord God, you begin to set our hearts aright to have a spirit of readiness and anticipation, of expectation, of allowing you to have your way and move like you want to move. Who am I that I think I deserve this opportunity? Lord, I yield myself freely and willingly to you that no one will feel they are being attacked, oh God, or singled out, but God, but that your spirit will have free course and work on me as well as all of us singles together. And I ask it full of faith and with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving in Jesus' name, amen. Saints, I tell you the truth, my soul is on fire. Hallelujah. My soul is on fire, and I feel the heartbeat of God, of the love of God that he has for us. We're not a freak of society. Singles are singles that God have created, my God, before those that got married became married. Amen. Hallelujah. So this message tonight is titled, Love is Going to Find You. You, yes, and you. Uh-oh, and me too. The love that I'm talking about is the very love of God. Hallelujah. Love is going to find you. Praise the Lord, singles. Tonight's subject was definitely placed in my spirit to go after the things we singles have to deal with concerning our status in life and society, work and family, etc. The topic tonight is about love. One thing about love, you know when you feel love and you know when you don't. Has any single out there ever held a little baby in your arms and the baby just gently fell asleep in your arms? It felt you weren't going to drop it. It felt that it was secure in your arms. I mean, wow, the infant loved you and obviously felt some love from you. Or on the flip, have you ever had a child hit you? My goodness, and a dog bark at you like he was willing to, my God, if he could get loose, he would attack you and bite you. Oh, my God. Or how about have you ever felt like you were appreciated at your favorite restaurant? I mean, the hosters and the greeters, everybody was so kind to you. Even, my God, a surprise that the management staff would come to you and offer you a gift certificate for being one of their valued customers. Wow, you would feel appreciated. Oh, yeah, I think you're getting the idea. And sure, we can write down many genuine ways of how we know someone loves us and how we know in our hearts that we love someone else. Love is going to find you. This takes me to a place in Scripture about some couples. Now, what I intended to do, I intended to call a few men, single men from my church and, you know, ask a few sisters from church or work about their opinions on what they look for in a mate, or how do they know that love is evident in their relationship. But, you know, amazingly, I couldn't find any suitable people that was, you know, everybody's busy. They really had enough time to actually sit down ponder the question was asked, and give a relevant answer. Love is going to find you. Let's first pray and that God will give us clarity on these couples that I'm going to bring to you tonight. Amen. Well, there's so many in the Bible. I mean, no one can exhaust the scriptures. No one person has the manifold wisdom of God. But I do thank God for these three couples. I'm going to speak to you. The first couple and witness here is Abraham and Sarah. Now, the scripture tells us in Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 3, and it says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." That's some good news. God talks to Abraham and tells him to get out of his country, from his kindred, family house, and to go to a land that he, God, would show him. God tells Abraham he will make of him a great nation and bless him and make him great, make his name great, and that he, Abraham, would be a blessing. And as we travel on into this couple's experience here, we find out that Abraham was a praying man. Abraham sought God and called upon his name. He created an altar before the Lord. Prayer was a part of his life. Although he was tested many times by God, Abraham held on to the promises of God. And he and Sarah had a son together who they named Isaac. But even before that happened, God began to test Abraham again and again, again and again. And in the testing, we find out that the good thing about Abraham was that we like I just mentioned, that he was a praying man. But he lied, my God, when they were coming out on their journey to the place that God had promised them. He told Sarah to tell the people in Pharaoh in Egypt that she was his sister. And when he told her to do that, something bad happened to the inhabitants in the land. And they realized, you know what, this is not your sister, this is your wife. So they had to come up out of that location. They had to come up out of that location because of bad advice. Abraham accepted to have a child by his wife's maid Hagar, handmaid Hagar, supposing that God would grant him a son by her. Nevertheless, he found out that the promised seed was not in Ishmael. Abraham laughed in wonder and amazement that God would grant Sarah, his wife, to actually bear him a son and call his name Isaac. And Isaac said, and then Abraham said unto God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee." He declared a false proclamation that was not in agreement with the promise that God would bless his seed, Isaac. Oh, yeah, we're going somewhere tonight. We're going somewhere tonight. So that was the bad traits of Abraham, was that he lied. He accepted bad counsel, you know, because his wife, she probably meant well, but she wanted him to go into Hagar, her handmaid, and maybe receive a seed from her for their future generations. And then he declared a false proclamation that Ishmael would live before the Lord. My God. Well, we can't just leave him on a bad note. Abraham, he was a praying man. He did have faith in God. He did, my God, follow through from one location to another location and seeking the will of God, my God, to bless him, my God, with land, and my God, just continue to produce, my God, to go forward into his future. Now, Sarah, her good trait was that she followed Abraham. Every time he had to pick up a tent and move somewhere else, she went with him. She didn't say, "Oh, no, you're moving too much. I'm going to stay here. You come back and pick me up." Oh, no. She followed Abraham every physical location that he had to travel. Sarah was beautiful to him. And that was a good trait to him. And also, Sarah accepted to also believe God in the finale of it all, that they would come together and be parents to their son Isaac. Okay, so we found good and bad traits in this couple here. One thing for sure, we have to be careful that we do not receive bad counsel as singles, no matter who it comes from. We have to be very careful and mindful, my God, that we're not just looking on the outward appearance, oh God, when it comes to looking for a mate, that we're not just, my God, mesmerized by his handsomeness. Come on, sisters. By his muscles. Come on, sisters. Does he have a heart that is seeking after the heart of God? And brothers, the same as well. Is it the inward heart of the spirit of the female that you're looking for? Hallelujah. And we have a bonus out of this couple's situation, and that bonus was Hagar. Hagar, she despised Sarah once she knew that she was pregnant by Abraham. You know, Sarah added an unnecessary problem to an already difficult situation because she was barren. She already knew that. But even though they had a promise, she kind of staggered a little bit because she kind of figured, well, maybe it won't come out of her because of her age. And she, you know, encouraged Abraham to marry Hagar. But then, like I said, that bonus was even though she added Hagar in, she found out that Hagar ended up despising her. Hallelujah. We have to be careful who we add in, my God, in our relationship, whose advice we're getting, and that we ourselves don't add an extra problem of unnecessary, my God, people to try to add in their solutions to whatever it is we would seek God for in the relationship. Amen. Hallelujah. Another bonus with this situation of this couple was Hagar's son, Ishmael. Oh, yes, he mocked Sarah when he realized she was pregnant. He knew she was old, but, you know, he mocked her. And what I got out of that is no matter how unique or different or odd your situation is, not everybody's going to support your progress of development. Sarah was pregnant. And could you imagine her in that part where her body, her stomach began to expand as she's growing and going into her development of giving birth, that she was being mocked? Yes. So Hagar's son mocked her. And not knowing that everybody who you may feel you have potential in your life, you would want them to. You would want to know that these people will celebrate you. My God, even though Ishmael was connected to Sarah through her husband, my God, that was like a family, like an in-law, but he did not want to celebrate her. He mocked her. We have to catch the vision and put out and kick out the doubt. Once you're in your process of progressing and going forward into the things that God has promised you, not only just in a relationship, but as singles, you're going forward into the destiny that God has declared and decreed over your life that your spirit has embraced. My God, you have to kick out the doubters. My God, you have to kick out the doubters. The next couple I want to bring to you is Boaz and Ruth. Now, I know. Everybody, the women, ooh, I can't wait. I want my Boaz. Okay. Well, at the end of the day, we really want whoever God desires, because the Bible declares whom God put together, let no man put asunder. Amen. So we're, of course, talking about the qualities of Boaz. Boaz, my God, was a God-fearing man. He was a wealthy man. He was a man of integrity and honesty, respect towards women. He was a man of authority. He was a man of God. He was a man of wealth, known in the city. He was a man of honesty and of integrity. He was respectful. He was courteous. He was a gentleman. He was sanctified, and he was holy. The bad qualities, I really didn't find any bad qualities about Boaz. One thing I know for sure, he didn't speak bad to his reapers. Whenever they would greet him, they would greet him with the blessing of the Lord, and he would greet them back with the God, with the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Boaz spoke kindly to Ruth, even though he knew she was a stranger in the land. He heard how kindly she entreated Naomi after Naomi lost her husband. And so Boaz didn't even take advantage of Ruth because he recognized that her need to have her provision made for her house was that he would show extra kindness in her stead. And he told the reapers to leave some barley on purpose for her, my God, for her to take home and be able to feed her and her mother-in-law, Naomi. The good thing about Ruth is that she loved her husband, the husband that before she met Boaz. She loved him, and she followed him from her country into the country that they ended up dwelling in, and he ended up passing there. She learned about the God of Naomi. She worshiped and served the God of Naomi, and she served Naomi. She was willing to learn how to live a godly life and come to know God and the people of God and join a relationship and fellowship with God and with the people of God. Hallelujah. Ruth, you know, she was, I guess you could say, not necessarily a baby saint, but she was able to learn about having faith in God. Now, the bad quality that I could only find out about Ruth was that her husband had died. Ruth did not play on Boaz's kindness in hiring her. She didn't have a deceptive intent to trick him into providing for her household. Ruth did not coerce Naomi to help her to find a job with her family or with Boaz's family. God set that up. Ruth was, she was basically, she didn't realize actually that she was going to end up marrying Boaz, but God set that up. Hallelujah. So basically, it was like, you know, what I got out of that was God sees his sons and his daughters, and he knows when there is a right connection being made. And that was a right connection, because not only did they have a child, but Naomi, who was bitter because she had lost her husband and her sons, she was able to nurse their child. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, going somewhere with this tonight. I want to take a break from that and take you to the Word of God, because we're talking about love is going to find you. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, my God, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, and believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Are you catching it? What we found out in these relationships that I just mentioned, we found some love, did we not? Oh, yes, love is going to find you. We found some suffering long. Oh, yes, because Naomi had to suffer long when she lost her husband and her two sons. She became bitter. But you know what? At the end of their situation, she became loving again. Oh, yes, God found, the love found her heart. The love was able to reach her in the area of her bitterness. My God, she had to endure what she went through, but God came back around. That love came right back around and found her heart. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why what you're going through as a single. No matter if you're bitter, no matter if you're wounded, no matter if you're hurt or distraught, no matter what you came out of, it's easy to say 2017 and beyond is gone, because it really is. But God wants to heal us from the damage that was done, from the things we had endured, where we have become bitter. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Love is going to find you. And, you know, it was a twist on that, because I was saying that February is the love month. Well, no, you know, because of Valentine's Day, and I know a lot of people will refute that because of the backdrop of what Valentine's Day stands for in other interpretations of Valentine's Day. But generally, it's a day that people acknowledge their lover, you know, the husband, their wife, their husband, and, you know, the guy, his fiance, and vice versa, because they want to show them that they love them. And so singles, yeah, you know, you would have to buy your own candy, your own flower, your own sparkling cider, celebrate yourself. It doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day. It could be any day. But, you know, just to say this was a love month was a twist on words, just to say that, you know, God loves us any month. He loves us. We don't have to feel, we don't have to allow a holiday to dictate our emotions, whether we feel that we're loved or not, because we don't have anything given to us on that specific day. Hallelujah. Continuing on, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 says, charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, my God, they shall fall, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Love. Love. Hallelujah. Love. We're going to go to the final couple here. Mm-hmm. You know them very well. We're talking about Queen Esther and King Ahasuerus. Oh, yes. That was a situation they were in, because we know the backdrop. The king had married Vashti, and he got drunk and had a banquet and wanted her to come down and show her beauty, and she resisted too because she didn't want to be down there. Well, they were all drunk and all that. She just didn't want to come down and show her crown royale before the people. But it ended up being a situation that she ended up being what replaced and put out of the kingdom, and the king decided to look for another queen. And as you know the story, Mordecai, her cousin, found out about the request, and he encouraged Esther to go. Now, one thing about her traits, her good traits, was that she was obedient to the counsel of her cousin Mordecai and to the people that were training her to be ready so that she, when she was able to be presented before the king, that hopefully he would, you know, be, you know, appreciated and love her beauty to the point where he would say, you know what, I want to marry this one. I want this to be my queen. She took the wise counsel from Mordecai. The Bible tells us that Esther was beautiful. She was fair to look upon. She was submissive to her husband and to God. She was God-fearing and God-seeking. She fasted and she prayed. The Bible really didn't say too many bad traits about her, except that I guess, you know, she must have gotten a little bit beside herself to a degree to the point where Mordecai told her, if you don't come and talk to the king to reverse these letters, the help is going to come another way. But he let her know that you have not come to the kingdom but for such a time as this, that these souls, that our lives would be spared. And we know the story. Esther prayed and she sought the Lord, sought the face of God. And she said, if I perish, I'll perish, but I'm going to see the king. So we see here that she exalted, my God, the will of God over whether she would be approved or not by the king, because at the end of the day, the king had the authority to accept or to reject her request. So as we continue going on with this, we find out about a wicked Haman. And we know the story. Haman wanted to interject his will upon the king. So that was the backdrop as far as the bonus. So I'll get to Haman in a second. The king's good traits was that he was a rich king. King Ahasuerus was a rich king who reigned from India to Ethiopia over 127 provinces. And this man, you know, even though he had all these, he had a lot of authority in this kingdom, he also was a man who followed through with his word. How many of you singles have been hurt because you dated a man or vice versa, a guy dated a female who didn't follow through with their word? And then there was conflict of communication. Oh, yes, there was conflict of communication. There was misunderstanding, mishaps, confusions, and breakups. You know, the main thing in these relationships that I'm bringing up was to get an understanding, where, my God, each one is coming from. Even though the king had Haman working in his court, he was in a high position in his kingdom, he didn't realize that Haman had an agenda to come against Mordecai and Mordecai's people because Mordecai didn't bow down to him. And so the idea here is that when I say love is going to find you, not only love is going to find you, love is going to find you, and truth is going to find you. Hallelujah. It's going to find you right where you are. So if healing is your situation, let God send the truth to you so that you won't just, my God, you have to recognize truth so you can embrace truth. Because if you don't recognize truth, anybody can tell you anything, just like Haman told the king to send out these letters, and the king didn't recognize it wasn't the truth. And he sent the letters out. He sealed it with the king's ring, and they were in motion, my God. But once the king found out the truth, the letters got reversed, and no harm came to Esther or her people. That was a good trait about the king. The bad trait about him was that he did take evil counsel from Haman. He was money hungry because Haman invited him to, Haman actually offered him 10,000 talents of silver to put in his king's treasuries if he go ahead and go through with these letters and sign them. So it just shows you where the intent of the king's heart was at that particular time. We have to be careful and be aware of those who like you or say they like you, but they have sneaky underlying intentions to get something from you, whatever it is. Hallelujah. And the bonuses of this couple, again, was what I wanted to mention to you was Mordecai. Mordecai was a man of God. He feared God, and he gave wise counsel. We have to be aware of the wise advice and the godly advice that God brings our way. If we listen to the Spirit of God, God will lead us into safety. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. There's no other counsel outside of the counsel of God. Godly counsel, wisdom. This is what singles need in our lives today. Because the world says, be footloose and fancy free. The world says, well, everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing a little. Nobody's perfect. It doesn't take all that. And yet there's a struggle because if the inner part of your spirit, when God is speaking, we have to be able to pay attention to that and say, Lord, I repent. Lord, help me to yield to this truth and this wise counsel you're trying to bring to my way so that my life is fruitful and multiplying and that it is blessed in your sight. Anybody seeing the flaming red flags? The flaming red flags? Here's that extra bonus. Haman, he was in the king's court. He was in the king's kingdom. He was puffed up and arrogant and prideful and haughty. He was selfish and wicked, and he loved to be praised in front of people. He was wrongfully vengeful and had a vengeful, wicked attitude just because someone didn't give him some glory. Someone didn't give him some praise. Someone didn't, my God, move his snap and do what he said at the instant he wanted it done. As to say, do you know who I am? You must don't know who you're talking to. You know, it's just amazing how anyone would be in a relationship with someone with that mentality, because it is truly abusive and violent and one-sided. And true enough, we can testify with this, that Haman's wife, yes, they were a match, but they were an evil, wicked, ungodly match. She was just as evil and hateful as he was, and they both were mean, and love did not find out anything except that love was not in their house. We're going to go on and travel. We're going to go on and travel to 1 John chapter 4. We're going to travel to 1 John chapter 4. And it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. What is the spirit of truth? My God, that God is love. What is the spirit of error? Antichrist. Hate. Beloved, let us not love one another. No, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love of God, the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. Singles, all this boils down to love. Oh, yes, love. Many of us can testify, you know, I felt unloved. I felt misunderstood. I felt rejected. My God, if we can write the list on all these, my God, emotions that we have felt when we have felt unloved. But as we know, as these couples have shown us, there is hope when you put God in the mix, when you put God in the equation, when you put God in your heart. How do you put God in your heart? By opening your heart and allowing God's love to come in, allowing the Spirit of God to come in us as individuals, as singles. My God, I don't know it all, but I can tell you this. The moment I received more of the love of God, because we can't say we have it all, but the more I received more of the love of God, my body is being healed. My mind is being restored. My emotions are being, my God, set aright. My affections are being, my God, straightened. The crooked is being made straight. God is turning on the lights. He is opening up my understanding. He is showing me, my God, what repentance does. It changes you on the inside. Somebody say me, it changes me on the inside. Yes, there's no intent, my God, to point the fingers at you and you and you and you. My God, oh Lord, but it is the motive, my God, that we focus on. What love are we looking for? My God, what? Because love, my God, a pure love, a love that comes from above, my God, can love you so tough that you can walk in the earth as a single, knowing you are loved by the God who created you, knowing that you are loved and you're special, my God, by your heavenly Father. You are created on purpose because he purposed you in his heart, and he decided to create you. You're somebody, my God, that God said, what? You know, we were called a nobody, but God would make a nobody somebody, not to be praised and, you know, have my name in life, but you're somebody to God, to be his child, his son, his daughter, his people, my God, his bride. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah. My God, there is a motive, my God, in the message. Love is going to find you. Now, one thing about that is, my God, God can find us right where we are in our broken state. Hallelujah. In our wounded state. My God, he knows that there's no way you would talk about this, my God, to somebody, because you could be introverted or you could be reserved or you could be just withholding because you're just trying to bear it and deal with it. My God, it's all in you and indwelling inside of your being, and God wants to set you free. And this avenue, it doesn't have to be that it was me on the radio talking, but God allowed another avenue to reach our heart, to let us know, I see you and I understand your hurt, I understand your pain, I understand what you've gone through. But if you get your heart right and your mind right and your focus right, you can receive inner healing. I mean, somebody says, I'm not looking for another half because I'm not a half. Uh-oh, I want to be whole. So when God brings a whole, hello, person, then there could be structure and order. Oh, yes, because trust me, the word of God tells us right here, if you love God, we should love our brother also. So if there's hatred and unforgiveness and there's jealousy and all these emotions we can attest to, I can attest to, I felt, my God, feeling like, oh, yeah, you know, you would think I'm already rejected. So you go in there with an attitude because you already feel like nobody likes you. So it takes God to really love on you. To let you know it's not about people's opinions. It's not about people's expressions. It's not about walking in their company with a haughtiness or arrogance or my God, a demeanor that I'm all that. It's like, Lord, I thank you for loving me. Oh, yes. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, everybody always like to say, and I think of all the things he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, and I thank God for saving me. Well, God is saving. He is in the saving business. He loves us, and I just feel the conviction of the heartbeat of God. I'm telling you, I was so lit, my God, to come on tonight. It's just like a rushing in my spirit. I just couldn't wait to get here, and God was pushing and thrusting me here, my God, to get here, my God, to just let the singles know the love that we need is the love that comes from above. My God, it's peaceable. It's not tempting. It's not seducing. It's not seductive. It doesn't come with traps and snares and, my God, to do a boomerang on your heart and your affections and to break you and re-break you again and harm you and, my God, attack you. My God, this is the love that God says, if you let me come in, I will love you. I will not only love you, but love what's going on in you, out of you. My God, to set you free, hallelujah, from the shackles that bind you. My God, from the entrapments, my God, hallelujah. So I just want to thank God for this precious moment, hallelujah. I want to send out a prayer, hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, I just thank you, hallelujah, oh God, that as singles, oh God, you are, my God, working in it. Deep crevices of our minds and going to the roots, oh God, of the my God, base of the areas, oh God, that have grown in us. We're praying crop failure for every seed that was implanted in us, my God, even from back to Adam's sin and transgression to, my God, sins we committed, oh God, and things people have told us, oh God. Lord, I'm praying for crop failure, oh God. I'm praying that your new seeds, oh God, of life will become, my God, embedded in us, oh God, that your word will find its place in our hearts, Lord God, and begin to grow, oh God, that, Lord, it will be, my God, a blessing to see sad faces restored to joy, my God. Broken hearts receive, my God, new healing, oh God. My God, that you're putting the broken pieces together, oh God. The people are crying silently at home. My God, they're sulking and they're going through depressions and they're going through emotional roller coasters because of the things of the past, oh God. But show the singles, help us to recognize that, Lord, we can look back only to look back to see where you brought us from, my God, but that we can be healed, Lord God. My God, from the things that happen to us unfairly and unjustly, Lord God. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you in advance, Lord God. Lord God, because you said some water, some plant, God, but it's you who gives the increase, Lord God. Lord, I commit this radio program to your hands, Lord God. You will begin to operate on us, oh God. My God, during this broadcast, after it's over, if anyone goes back and listens to the replay, my God, hallelujah, that they will be encouraged, my God, by something that was said to, my God, let them know you're not alone. Don't believe the lie of the devil. Yeah, we're single, but we're not some freak, my God, just walking through the life and on the earth. We are single. My God, God loves us. Hallelujah. You're not alone. There's a lot of us. Hallelujah. And God loves each and every one of us individually. He loves us collectively. Hallelujah. And he wants us to live a holy, sanctified, and godly life before him. He doesn't want us to be whores. He doesn't want us to be footloose. He doesn't want us to be trapped. He doesn't want us to be seductive. He doesn't want us to commit fornications and adulteries. Oh, yeah. He doesn't want us to masturbate. He doesn't want us to be perverted. My God, he doesn't want us to have a clean, unclean, deranged mindset. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, no, no. He doesn't want us to be like that. He wants us to be clean in our heart, pure in our heart, to trust him, my God, as a single, to trust him to keep us. Hallelujah. And anybody out there want to be kept? Hallelujah. Anybody want to be holy and secret when nobody's around, when nobody's looking at you? Anybody want to have a clean mind? Anybody want to have a clean heart? My God, hallelujah. God knows, hallelujah. He sees and he understands, hallelujah. If we confess our sins before him, he will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. As a single, hallelujah, we need to let God make us whole, not just so we can, quote, unquote, get married and have a spouse. Oh, yeah, because that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level, because guess what? Not only does the man have to leave the house and be the head of the house, but he has to be led by God. Oh, yes. And the woman has to be submissive to the husband. Oh, yes, but she has to be, my God, submissive to the Spirit of God. Oh, yes. You talk about a learning education situation. Nope, don't know it all, but God is in control. So, to know what we're asking him, God, prepare us, my God, as singles, if that is your perfect will. Because whatever God says yes to is yes and amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to give God a praise for this moment to be before you. I pray that there's something said that encouraged your heart. I pray that no one was offended by anything that was said, but that you were encouraged to know, oh, yes, there's other couples in this word that we can I could put out here on a map. I won't be able to go into all their shenanigans that occurred with them, but I will just mention a few of them just as we're closing out. Adam and Eve's marriage, my God, Adam and Abraham and Sarah, Lot and his wife, Ahab and Jezebel, Boaz and Ruth, who we heard about tonight. We heard about King Ahasuerus and Queen Esther, King David and Michal, King David and Bathsheba, King David and Abigail, my God, King Solomon, Mary Pharaoh's daughter, Naaman, and he had 700 wives and 300 concubines, my God. A concubine is a mistress and a lover, a woman who lives with a man but has lower status than his wife or wives. Wow. Nabal and Abigail before she married David. I mean, after she married David, Nabal and Abigail were married, but eventually Abigail ended up marrying David. Haman and Zeresh, Nahor and Milcah. And there are others. Nahor married his brother's daughter. Anyway, there are others. We can concur that making wrong decisions didn't just start in us, but we can repent, turn away from our own ways to turn towards God, his mind, his will, and his ways. Glory. To lead and have a closer walk with him. And for us to have and keep a kingdom of God mindset, that God has not called us to continue to live a life dysfunctional, as a dysfunctional single, but as dysfunctional singles, but to examine ourselves individually to see if we are in the faith. God is calling us higher and to come into wholeness. That's right, wholeness. There is absolutely nothing we can bring into the future godly relationship if we have just like bad habits and bad things, my God. But God wants us to know that not just having a super great education or good looks or, my God, is going to really conclude that you have a quality relationship. Because when you're bent and broken on the inside and it's out of bounds and out of whack, what good are you actually to that relationship? And the important thing is that we're on the same page. When you're on the same page, my God, on the same page with God, then God can get the glory. If we allow God to speak to our hearts in this new year, good and right transformations and healings and deliverances will manifest. And manifold breakthroughs will begin to break old habits off of us and hard cases that cover our hearts off of us. How can we as singles actually love again when things are off base in our thinking? Men in our society want women to chase them. Women feel compelled to look for a man, but know deeply within that that is not God's will. These are a list of deal breakers and keepers that we must honestly attest that we would settle for less only if we do not seek God's best. Amen. Let's be God's
Amen.
Best. Seek God's best. And if there's anybody want to chime in, you can chime in on one. You can call and give me comments. I just want to welcome you into the cube. Amen.
Amen. Women speak now. Good evening. Good evening, my beautiful sister. This is Minister Terry. My God, you know. Praise the Lord, beautiful sister. I tell you, you brought it. You brought it real, real and uncut, you know. We need love. The love of God is going to find us. And you said, you were speaking to singles. And you said for men and for women, we got to look at the heart, the spirit heart of a man and the spirit heart also of a woman. And you said something else, my beautiful sister. I'm just listening because I know the archives. I can go back and listen to it again. But you said we have to recognize the truth. We have to recognize the truth to be able to embrace the truth. Ooh,
yes,
me. I'm telling you, I was just over here just listening. Woman speak now. My God, I tell you, Minister Charlene, you brought it. Ooh, I said glory to God because you know what? Being as a single woman, we have more time. We have more time to be in that intimate relationship with him. And this is something we have to do. We have to make him that priority. And I have to point the finger at me, myself. I had it wrong before. And I didn't know the word of God like I know now. But this is, you know, others, that if you don't know the word of God, you have to get into the word of God before you get into any relationship. The relationship
Amen.
Is the most important relationship you can have. And like you said, the Lord will send you that man. We don't go out looking, and a man will find a woman when the Lord sends him that woman too. I said, this is an awesome, awesome word. I tell you, I love
Praise
you, God. And I appreciate you, beautiful, because you brought it. Amen.
Oh,
women, speak now. Yes, and be heard. And I pray that some of the women chime in and the men chime in because they have some things to say about, you know, what was brought to the table tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, I tricked you guys. I got Minister Terry to come in first. So the first voice you heard was a woman's voice. But yes, women speak now and be heard.
Yes.
Dial one right now. We have a caller waiting right now. Area code 704. And awesome word, woman of God. I will comment at the end. Area code 704. Last four, 8768. You are live on Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene and the team. Good evening.
Good evening. That was an awesome word. I just love her. She's just an awesome woman of God. You know, she's for the Lord, love the Lord, make the Lord her first priority. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed by what she spoke of tonight. That love. I remember my first love with the Lord, and I'm still in a honeymoon stage.
Amen.
So I just think that blessed tremendous.
So I said I was gonna try to get in the background, but I just got a question. Does that love? This is a question for everybody. Is it new every day? Are you in that level? Are men and women on the same level that when you really love Jesus, it's a new love every day? Is that just us? Or wait, hold on. Is it just me, or is that going on everywhere?
It's going on with me. I know that. I can't speak there with everybody.
I like that.
You know what? I can honestly say, you know what? It's however God want to bring it, because God is—he's a spirit, so he can put the blessing of the presence of His love on you just like never before, and more fresh, like a fresh wind, than it was the other day or the next or the week before. So it's like God,
and it should
God
be.
Does it.
Yeah. And it should be.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it should
right.
be. We should be anticipating a new love, because no
yeah,
longer,
amen.
You know, when you don't live anymore and God lives in you, you elevate to, because see, let me just keep it real with everybody. Right. We can never get to the point where God is until he lets us enter into heaven.
Yeah. Right.
Into that new, ooh, that brand new stuff. No more hate, no more nothing. But until then, we're experiencing the levels that he's already taken.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So for me, my relationship every day is a new. It's new. I tell you, I wake
yeah.
up in your mind, get up in your thinking, and move in your purpose because I got a new relationship of love with God daily.
Praise God.
Every day he's doing something new in my life. I just got a miracle today. He's doing something new. And
amen.
I love him so much.
Here's a side note message. If most people out there listening speak new, you'll see more new. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Right.
Amen. Woman of God, thank you so much for joining tonight. Come on,
Lord.
Anybody else get involved in the conversation? Don't hang up. We're going to let you continue to bounce off with Minister Charlene. I know Evangelist Virginia always wants to share, so we're going to bring her in and then let you ladies kind of converse, and I'll come back in after I see you guys kind of closing out. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Minister Charlene. I don't know why I want to keep saying evangelist, but Minister Charlene.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Well, I put her under the bus, so don't if she didn't say anything, it's probably because she's on mute, but I guarantee you she will be back in a minute.
Amen.
Anyone else that would like to get in the conversation, come on, get involved in Women Speak Now. Don't be ashamed. Dial 1 and get involved. If you don't want to, we're just going to let you guys kind of get into the conversation and share anything from you tonight, Minister Charlene, in your closing and in your summation of this awesome word. You know what? You broke it down. You went to some levels and shown how these couples kind of emulated the same kind of obedience and disobedience at the same time. That was a whole new kind of teaching. I got some new notes over here for myself. So thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Wait a minute. Here she is. Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Are you live with us here on Women Speak Now?
Yes, I am, man of God. How are you?
Oh, you know. What's my middle name? Bless. In the
okay.
I know. Now, see, I had to confess to you and Minister Charlene, because when I came out of my little place in my zone in the living room, jumping all around, I looked and I said, "Oh, my mic is open." They've been hearing me, and I hope I sounded okay. But I was getting my praise on. You can't have my family.
You was a little.
You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough.
Did you hear the man of God?
What'd you say?
You was a little off.
Oh, I was getting mine on. I do that every day, but I usually make sure my mic is muted. But tonight, I guess God wanted you guys to hear that Holy Ghost celebration.
But you know that song is been out? When I first heard that song, I told my grandson, I said, go buy that for me so I could dance and run through this house.
Oh yes.
Okay.
I'm not trying to take y'all here. I'm not trying to take y'all subject, but I already bought the track. I'm finna sing it. That's my song
now.
Okay.
Yes. Minister Charlene.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Hello,
love you.
Hello, my sister in Christ.
Praise him.
I'm gonna say like the man of God, say a sister from another mother.
All right. Amen.
You know what?
Right.
You are so beautiful in the Lord.
Yes.
You are a blessed sister in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you keep doing. Look, you keep doing what you're doing. Do what God called you to do. If He called you to teach, you teach. And you have brought such an awesome word. I have 2 sheets of paper here, and I got all kinds. Oh, I have 2 sheets of paper here. Listen at you. Guess what? You were talking to the singers tonight. and get her. Yes. And those who already met. Yes. You were talking to the singers tonight, and the first thing I heard you said was, oh, let me see. Oh, wait a minute. God of the Lord is going to find you.
Yes.
Love some fire.
The Lord. And I had a niece say that one night. She came on there, and she said, love found her.
Ooh. All right, now.
She said, okay. Love found her. And when you said that tonight, God is going to find you. Women of God, you sing them. God's going to find you. God's going
to
find you. He's going to find your love mate. He's going
to
find your love mate.
Hey.
He's
going to
find your love mate. Don't you go looking.
My master.
Don't you go looking. Oh, my God. Don't you go looking. Let God send him to you.
Okay.
Let
I'm
going to send him to you.
He's going to get in touch with me.
Yes. You tell God what you want in your mate. You tell God what you expect in your mate. You tell God whether you want him tall, light skin, dark skin, half him, or you tell him you want him short. I don't like short men.
I don't either, man. I'm a little over 5'4", though. No. No,
and wait. Hold up. Okay. Really? Did y'all really go there? Wait a minute. Hold up.
Hey, look at
where my homies at? I don't got none of my covenant partners over here tonight. Where y'all at, brothers? Wait a minute. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. But you know what? You know what? I'm going to say this to the ladies. I have to say this to the ladies. Just to be transparent. And because the Bible never said you guys should find anything. But when you're looking for something, I'm just going
to
say this. I'm learning. I'm learning as I'm growing. But if you're looking for something, how could you ever expect to be found? I'm just going to leave it out there. I'm just going to put that. But if you're the one looking, how can you be found? Because it don't make sense.
But you know what?
I'm looking. I'm dying.
Yes.
Somebody going to preach that one. Wait a minute. Somebody going to preach that one. If you're looking, how can you be found? Oh, my God.
How can you be found? He said that's a demand. When the man finds a wife, when a man finds a woman, he finds a good thing. The woman, she's not supposed to go looking. The man, when he finds a good thing, he makes him his wife. When the man finds a woman, not when a woman finds a man. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's the truth.
That's
man has to be good, because if you're not good, how can you find a good?
Uh-oh. Oh, so
it's important for everybody to start paying more attention and taking more time to really get to know the other person.
Amen.
Right.
Yes. That's the real truth, though. That's the real
I'll be honest with you. Even through all of my turmoil, there were signs in the beginning.
Right.
All of the bad relationships, all of that stuff that I'm forgiven, I'm repenting from that. It's over. But I'm just saying, when I'd taken a self-evaluation of myself, there were signs that showed me that was not going to work. And if I would have been wise, I would have said, you know what? No, it's best for us to just high five and not go there because – now all of the recourse all of the collateral damage that's left is because we didn't pay attention.
Right. Yeah.
No.
That's real.
You know,
we didn't know what our intention was. I mean, we were just trying to I can't speak for nobody else, but most of us were just trying to fill a void or fill a need.
Melissa Charmaine.
Yes, ma'am.
Love is going to find you. I'm talking to you, man. Love is going to find you, woman. But guess what? You must trust God to find the right mate.
Yes.
You must trust God to find the right mate.
Yes.
Trust him. And listen to what I've written down here. You might see women. I'm talking to men right now. You might see women who are very beautiful physically, who you might think But if you spoke to their husband, you might find out that living with them, living with them women is an entirely different story from what you would think it would be.
Lord have mercy.
Because you may tell you something, you may be looking for this woman who have, oh, she's shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle. And you're looking at the bottom part. Are you looking at the breast part? Are you looking at whatever? But everything's glitter and ego.
Right.
Amen.
Everything glitter and gold.
Come on and say it.
These men, you're looking for a woman, and that may not be the right woman for you. God got the woman out there. You need to
wait. You need to wait
on God.
Hey, wait.
Just because she's fat, she's fine, or she got a behind, or she got nice legs, she got a nice, all this stuff. You looking for that? That may not be your mate. That may not be your mate. Wait on God. But you must love God. You need to love God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And that woman should be likewise. If you want a woman, you find that mate. She needs to be so sanctified, holy, and filled with the Holy Ghost and walking in the anointing. Just like the man of God. He has to have the same likewise.
Wow.
Yes. Let me share something with y'all. Please listen.
Mm-hmm.
I had an eye doctor's appointment yesterday because something had got in my eye. And when I got there, this man came out and called me. He said, "Miss Valentine, you are next." Nice-looking white man. Tall. Nice-looking white man. Tall. He was a male knight. And when I walked in, he said, "Hey, Lord Jesus." When I walked in, he said, he looked on my chart, y'all. Listen at this. Oh, my God. He looked on my chart. He said, "Are this your age?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Ooh, but you're pretty." He said, "You got pretty skin. And you look like you're 6." I said, "Hallelujah."
Wow.
Y'all. But that's not it. Those men's going to tell you, you look like this, you look like that. Oh, you so fine, you so pretty. But you know what?
What?
Wait on God.
Mm-hmm.
Wait on it.
Wait
on it. And he's going to send you that idea, mate. He's going to send you the right woman.
Yes, he
and
will.
You will love her with all of your heart. You know why? Because if you're an anointed man of God, you powerful. You can preach, you can teach, you can sing, and all of the above. That woman needs to be the same way. That's the kind of mate you need.
Right.
That's the kind of mate you need. Y'all might laugh at me, but oh, Jesus, I'm praying to God for me a mate.
All right now, mama. Jesus.
But he's going to be so anointed, and he's going to be so powerful, and he's going to be so full of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to have something in common. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me? Oh, Jesus. What a something tonight. Oh, Minister Charlene, you done brought something. You done triggered up something in some people's out there tonight. Men, well, what y'all waiting on? Call in. Oh, my God. If you desire a mate, God will send her to you. Because only one rib there for you. One rib.
Yes,
one rib. When Adam, I'm going to get through. When God plays Adam in a deep sleep.
There she was.
He plays him in a deep sleep.
Yep.
He did surgery on him. He took one rib from man. One rib. And he said, "Here, bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh." And Adam took a leap and a jump, and he said, "Oh, this is for me." Yes. You're going to know that woman, man of God, or whatever man, whoever I'm talking to, you're going to know her when you see her. You're going to know her. Not by how she looks. It's something else within that woman and something else within you. God's going to say, that's her.
He's
going to say, that's her.
I'm going to say this in confirmation with you. It's going to take a lot of searching God and knowing you will not find her until you know God that he'll send you, my brothers and my sisters.
That's right.
You have to know God that you recognize when he show up, because there's going to be some wolves and sheep clothing, and there's going to be some other situations that will turn into that area. Now, we're going to close this out because Minister Charlene she's the praise and worship director, and she has to drop. So we're going to go ahead and end the call at this point. But God bless you all. This has been dynamic. Women have spoken, and women have been heard. And, yes, you have touched the men throughout this conversation that we have to do better. And we have to get in the right position, and we have to let God be in control. So we can all hear him clearly, that we can now follow him. Oh, yeah, he says, if you desire to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross, and what? Follow me now. So I encourage all to do that. But this is war, so we're going to claim it again. I love this song, so I'm going to play it as much as I can, and I'm going to always get my praise on. But you better claim this. It's just not for a moment of excitement. This is some really war cries that we have to be ready to claim and ready to stand and ready to fight. And no, I ain't gonna sing on this one. I'm moving my mic right now so I get my praise on. But I'm gonna say this right now. The devil is put on my family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.